Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spraggin' the lie.
0-1.
Spraggin' the lie.
Looking to go 2-0. Spraggin' the lie brought to you by Bubblegut Burritos. Like food poisoning, his picks will give you the runs. Bubblegut Burritos would be a great name for a burrito food truck.
I'm trying to figure out my top five jerseys now. I am thinking about this.
In the NFL, it's hard because I just want to go back to classic looks. Like, you asked me five best jerseys in the NFL, I'd say like Cowboys, Niners, Packers, Steelers. If helmets count, Bengals. I throw the Bengals in there. Well, I love their helmet.
I think the helmet's part of the uniform combo.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt Getting Food Poisoning. I get the same feeling every Friday morning after Sprague's picks. Ain't fun, man. What end is it coming out for you? Spring and Lime.
Bismol doesn't help with that.
No, it does not. Brought to you by, you can't count on much these days, but you can count on 3 Sprague losses every Friday at 9:30.
Whoa. 2-1 last week, bud.
How dared you take a shot at the Tulsa King. Spring and Lime brought to you by ordering a burrito, and then the restaurant gives your burrito to someone else. That happened, yeah.
That was a great burrito, though.
We've had a tough time with food the last 2 weeks, getting delivered to the wrong location or just giving our food away.
Yeah.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the possibility of food poisoning from fast food. Still better odds than a Sprague pick. Also, Sprague, please pick the Titans.
Staying away, dude. I'm so done with the Colts stuff.
Spring and Lime brought to you by BG's. Like a Sprague pick, you eat Taco Bell. Sometimes it comes up snake eyes and your tar star doesn't forgive you.
You know, this is great, but I want one listener who texted in on our Tuesday show that you missed and said, you know, you guys talk a lot about vomit and diarrhea. You do it more than primetime hits fart drops.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I actually didn't respond, but I'm being like,
I can't remember. We don't talk about vomit that often. I talk about my stomach troubles because I have stomach troubles. I'm just trying to be honest and open, man.
I think it's the time slot.
Eating breakfast.
No sleep and a ton of caffeine.
Also, grow up, Peter Pan. What, you too cool for poop talk?
How dare you? I'm offended. Don't talk about farts.
I try to sway us away from it.
I'm not sure if you know this. Everybody farts. Did you know everybody poops?
Not my wife.
Should have smelled mine last night. They were bad. Spring Line brought to you by Suspenders because you'll need them when you lose your ass following his bets. All right. Here's how we did last week, gentlemen. A great week for the trio.
Yeah.
Swigard 3-0 hit on the Patriots plus 1.5 at the Dolphins, the Chargers minus 3.5 on Monday night, and the Lions laying the big wood against the Bears. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sprague, you had a 2-1 weekend, hitting on the Steelers plus 3 the Seahawks plus 3 in Pittsburgh, and the Ravens laying the big wood at home against the Browns, and you lost the Bronco pick. I also lost the Bronco pick and hit on the Chargers and the Lions. So, season standings. I'm not counting last night's game yet because those don't get thrown until next Monday.
You like to wait.
I got to wait. And, week's not over yet. So after the weekend of last weekend, Swag is at 4-2. And you and I, Brandon Sprague, are at 3-3. Again, not counting the game from last night. The both of you picked Swag. The weekend winner was yours. And I know I got a bonus pick at the end, but that's fine. I'll give you two at the end. T-Box is yours.
I don't like the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are likely to be without 3 of their starting offensive linemen. I don't want to touch the side because it's right at a touchdown, but under 43.5, the Jets are going with backup quarterback Tyrod Taylor. The Buccaneers know their defense is going to have to hold up that end of the bargain. It's going to be heavily reliant probably on the rushing attack and see if they can bait them into – they're going to have to come up with something. But the Jets' defense is still good at the end of the day. I see under 43.5 for that one.
Under 43.5, Sprague, the next pick is yours.
You nervous about that one there, Bob?
I mean, I didn't want to say it because we all do it because we try and it's like the analytic thing of trying to tie ourselves into making like is the Jets defense good? They got torched by Aaron Rodgers
and Josh Allen
So, but you bet whatever you want.
He's 4-2.
He's 4-2
and three.
He's got a winning record. I don't have a win. Well,
pipe down there, shorty.
I'm gonna sit down.
I didn't
and shut
say
up. Put my
they're
belt
like
on.
Stellar, but they're still.
It's okay. You don't need to. You make your pick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll go next. I'm taller. Yeah. We'll start here.
It's got a 34-inch inseam there.
Uh-huh. All right, let's just do this. Jake Browning.
This one's probably a loss.
I'm already on one, so that's not a bad point. Jake Browning, Brian Flores.
Yes.
And J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz. Minnesota -3 at home against the Bungles, who are going to lose to the Jags at home. Like it? I love it. Mm. Vikings -3.
My first pick of the week, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't really care. I'm riding a heater until they buck me off. I'm not walking away from this table. I'm 2-0 on the season gambling this team, and they're sub a field goal at home, which is essentially a road game, but that doesn't matter. I think they're one of the better teams in the AFC. I love the way they're playing defensively, and I trust the hell out of their quarterback more than I trust the other quarterback. Ooh. Less than a field goal line, I'm all over it. Chargers -2.5 in the Duck Bowl in L.A. against the Denver Broncos.
You hate Bo Nix.
Final pick. The Falcons defense got the message from the coaching staff in their last game to get to 1-1. It's not that large of a road trip to go up to Carolina. And boy, I think that defense is going to get turned. They're going to be just licking their chops and seeing how bad the offensive line is for the Panthers. Mm. Give me the Falcons -5.5 on the road.
I love that. The unfortunate nature of picking a game yesterday is that I don't have three full picks today for this segment. And I'm never going to do that again.
Sorry.
Again, I made my own decisions. I'm an adult. Okay. I love the Texans going on the road. But I'm going to take a different road team here. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to bet that one on my own. Look, you guys know I'm not a big fan. I think this game's going to get ugly. But I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that Steeler -1.5 on the road at New England. I think New England is not
that
great.
I think
Miami should have won that game, but their special teams blows.
What's the line, 1.5?
It's Steelers -1.5. So to me, that screams, I just need the Steelers to win. Because how many teams win by one? I'll take the Steelers -1.5.
All right, my next pick, you're not going to touch it, but you will gamble it. I will throw it in there. You know, we talked about them yesterday. I'm not quite sure how to feel about them at this state and where they're going, but there's more trust than I have on the other side. Plus, I'm getting points. I don't think the opposing team should be favored against essentially anybody. Hmm. The Texans are going on the road to Jacksonville this weekend. They're 0-2, desperation mode. I think they win the game outright. I'm going to bet the money line, but +1.5, I'll take it. Texans on the road, +1.5.
Just for the record, real quick, factoid, teams that are 0-2 taking on teams that are 1-1 70% against the spread.
They covered a high number.
They covered a high
number. I contemplated gambling the New Orleans Saints because of that fact. I'm not going to
and
do it, though.
And it's 7.5.
It's a lot of points. My balls are not that big, unfortunately. I have tiny balls, and my tiny balls will take you to Philadelphia.
Heard about the inseam.
For the final pick. Look, the tush-push stuff, are they going to officiate it differently? Is it going to be tight? Are they going to call penalties? I just think the Eagles, because of their lack of passing attack, are going to play in a lot of close games.
Oh.
And I'm going to get the hook in this in a playoff rematch in a game that went down to the wire. Of all the teams in the playoffs last year, nobody pushed them harder than the Rams did. The Rams have not been great, but I think their defense has been good at the start of the year. They are 2-0, and they got the ability to make big plays at quarterback and wide receiver. I like the Rams getting 3.5 on the road in Philadelphia, so that would be my last pick. And there you go. So spring and line picks. Both of you guys had the Bills last night, so you're for one.
Yes.
Swag, your other pick, Bucks, Jets under 43.5.
Yes.
And the Falcons minus 5.5 in Carolina.
Yes.
Sprager, you were on the Vikings minus 3 at home against Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and the Steelers minus 1.5 in New England. And my three picks are the Chargers minus 2.5 against the Broncos, the Texans plus 1.5 in Jacksonville, and the Rams plus 3.5 in Philadelphia. Spring and line every Friday. Brought to you by Chicken Nuggets. After eating Teddy's leftover nuggies, you get nervous about your picks. Eating a nervous bird makes nervous bets.
It's chicken.
That's a good poll.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.